apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says the parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 19th, 2014. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Some of the news and headlines we're going to be covering today. Local official, feds drop unknown number of illegal kids in Virginia County without warning. New Obama rules could force cities to house illegals. You're going to hear that one. Russia to reopen Cold War Cuban listening post used to spy on America. That coming in from the Mail Online. White House hid spike of families crossing the border. The Daily Caller. 14 reasons Obama is lying when he claims the world is more stable and less violent. Yeah, if you didn't see that this week, President Obama actually claimed that he, under his watch, has made the world less violent and a more stable place to live. I must buy that laugh tracks. Now, how about this for some big news? BRICS established $100 billion bank and currency pool to cut Western dominance. That'll be leading off next hour. They said he was gone. Wife's outrage after unconscious vet was pronounced dead at a VA hospital. That's going to be coming up this hour. If this keeps up, we'll be having to start putting armed guards on food trucks. Some real interesting numbers of what's actually going on with the price of our food. Drug-resistant superbug infections explode across the United States. You're going to want to hear that one as well. And House Democrats push for amnesty on Twitter. America's doors are open. We're going to be leading off with that story here shortly. I wanted to let everyone know the website, thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. We're streaming live at thealternativemedia.com if you'd like to watch the broadcast. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time today discussing the events of the Malaysian aircraft shot down over the Ukraine. We may get into that when we take phone calls in the third hour and hear what you have to say about it. The main reason I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it today, as far as covering it in the news, is, one, I figure some of the other hosts will definitely accomplish that today. And two, I'm in North Carolina. The event happened in the Ukraine. The media is full of nothing but lies, so it's really difficult, and the internet too, for that matter. It's really difficult sometimes to tell fact from fiction. Some of the websites now that pose themselves as covering news and get into the most far-fetched, ridiculous, and absurdities. It's somewhat surprising sometimes what some of the websites will cover and pass off as news, and then days later or weeks later, you know, it's laughable what they actually reported. But when we go to the third hour, love to hear from you if you have some comments or your take on what's going on. I tell you, the world is in one heck of a mess, is it not? I mean, everywhere you look, whether you're just locally, whether you're looking in at your state, or whether you're looking at just the United States, or you're looking at the world is in one more heck of a mess. Get us started. This is coming in from Breitbart. Now, listen to this story right here. As thousands of illegal children are crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, House Democrats pushed for more amnesty, more guest worker visas, $3.7 billion in funding, and more lawyers for illegal immigrant children during a Tuesday Twitter town hall on immigration. Their messages to illegal immigrants was, in the words of Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia, "Our doors are open. We are all connected. We can't just build a wall or a fence and say no more," Lewis said. "This is America. Our doors are open." House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who has said she would rather pass amnesty legislation than become Speaker again, and Representative Chris Van Hollen urged House Speaker John Boehner to bring an amnesty bill to the floor so it can pass with support from Democrats. Boehner told Obama after House Majority Leader Eric Cantor was ousted for his embrace of amnesty that Congress would not vote on an immigration bill this year. Boehner did suggest, though, that Congress could pass amnesty legislation next year. "The biggest deal in Washington is to make as many illegal citizens legal as possible. It's not the VA hospitals. It's not the endless wars. It's not the declining economy. Why, no. It's saying that our doors is open and flooding America and turning us into some form of a third world cesspool. This is obviously their goal, but these sellout traitors and scum in Washington, D.C., you know, it makes me sick to have to read this Representative John Lewis, this Democrat from Georgia. Our doors are wide open. He is saying, allow me to sell us out, America. We don't stand for the rule of law. We don't uphold our oath. We are here to sell you out, America, with this open border policy that will destroy what is left of our economic fabric. You know, where is the outrage? We're seeing some of it along the border, and it's just like the American mentality. You know, the people that it's affecting along the border, of course, they're outraged. Their communities are outraged. But in other areas where it's not actually happening to you, you could care less. And that's the problem with the American mentality. That's what's got us here. The complacency of the American people. We are soft. So soft. We like to think of ourselves as some kind of tough Marlboro man, some kind of rough, you know, nobody mess with me. But we're not. You're not. You are not that person. And the reason for it is the majority of you, not so much the Republic Broadcasting listenership, but the majority of the people in this country, they're going to shut down most anything. The federal government, the two-party system, these Republicans, they go around themselves as some representative when they represent the banks and Zionists, and they are out. And this imminent debacle that's happening, which is a complete event, is just the latest example of how willing, one, these corrupt criminals are to sell you out, and two, how willing the American people are to sit back and choke it down. This will continue to happen, and then we'll move on to God only knows what will be next. What these criminals have in store for the peasantry next. And whatever it is, the American people, yes, they will pay it a lot of lip service. Yes, they'll talk about how much they don't like it. Yes, they'll even throw around some terms like we're going to have to vote these bums out. And in the end, absolutely nothing will change. And the American people will suck it up yet again. Coming up on the break, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment. Stay with me.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and some heart valves while removing heavy metal, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Order today, 88910-4367, or visit HempUSA.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin, take from Caesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-parasite intestinal freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the Masses. And I know you're out there that still believe the lie. And I'm going to continue with this story from Breitbart. I mean, it's just amazing what these sellout traitor politicians will actually say. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer claimed America already has extensive border security. Hey, wow, did you know that? You already have extensive border security. While Representative Elijah Cummings, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, said the well-being of the illegal immigrant children must be our first priority. Oh, what great humanitarians these people are. Representative Tammy Duxworth and Steve Horsford pushed for more guest worker visas, which are coveted by big business and high-tech interests, that would lower the wages of American workers. Numerous scholars have concluded that America has a surplus, not a shortage, of high-tech workers. You know, the politicians and the organizations that actually try to float the lie that we need more immigration, or what should be called this invasion, because of joblessness, that we have a shortage of workers. I mean, I think even the dumbest of the dumb now can see through that one. Representative Judy Chu, Democrat from California, said taxpayers should pay for more lawyers for illegal immigrant children. And Representative Zoe Loughran went further, saying every illegal immigrant child should get representation. Representative Charlie Rangel, Democrat from New York, insisted that amnesty legislation would raise wages, even though the Congressional Budget Office determined that the influx of more foreign workers would lower the wages of American workers. For that reason, U.S. Civil Rights Commissioner Peter Kersenow wrote a letter to the Congressional Black Caucus urging them to vote against amnesty bills that would detrimentally impact Black Americans at the lower rungs of the economic ladder, which would be affected the most. At least 57,000 illegal immigrants have crossed the border since October of last year, and federal officials expect at least 150,000 more to do so this year. Obama has requested $3.7 billion in emergency funds from Congress to deal with the border crisis. Let us throw the money at the manufactured crisis. And since this country is such great humanitarians, always looking for a war to start to save the peace, has absolutely no problem sending drones into sovereign foreign countries and maiming and murdering children and women. But in this situation, we shall not enforce the laws on the books. We will hire lawyers for all of these children. We will bus them all across the country. We will spend billions of dollars, the greatest debtor nation in the history of the world, and we will have middle-class America that is actually being just utterly gutted by our economic policy foot the bill. So it is so hopeless. I had to respond to some of the Tea Party organizations that continually send me email. You know, all they have become is just a method of trying to manipulate money.